A majority of Iranians are rejecting Islam. Persecution's picking up in Sudan. And when you pray for a ministry, do you pray for its leaders? Details are around the corner on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Berlin, Germany is considered one of the most godless places in the world, but it's become a magnet for Iranian Christians seeking asylum. Reports suggest the number of Iranians has doubled each year of the last five. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the reason may be because Iran is the fastest growing church in the world.
That brings persecution sometimes from your own family, sometimes from government officials, but there will be a price to be paid for following Jesus in Iran, and some of these Christian brothers and sisters are choosing to leave the country and relocate someplace where they and their families can be safe.
Iranian Christians are being arrested, and you can help.
We have some Iranian prisoners on there that you can write to. This makes a difference. It makes a difference in how the people are treated. It makes a difference in how their case moves forward in the court system there.
Illegal satellite Christian TV is pointing Iranians to Jesus. Support VOM's work there, too. Links to both at our website. Next, this persecution is just so unjust that even the secular news outlets are picking it up. A 27-year-old woman in Sudan who's 8 months pregnant has been sentenced to death for being a Christian. We asked Matt Parker of Kids Alive International about it.
This is an appalling situation, an appalling case of persecution. But in some ways, this isn't really a surprise to us. Over the past 18 months in particular, we've seen a real surge in the level of persecution against Christians.
Kids Alive has a home in Sudan where they provide shelter, food, education, and the gospel to vulnerable kids.
These are kids who have absolutely nothing. They come from the streets. They have nowhere else to go.
Officials are targeting Kids Alive staff because they tell these kids about Jesus. Find specific ways to pray and help at our website. This is Mission Network News. Under the extreme persecution of Boko Haram, many Christian widows in northern Nigeria struggle to survive. Through riots and attacks, Boko Haram has killed hundreds of men, leaving wives to support, lead, and raise families. Open Doors is stepping in to help the widows left homeless and alone by providing food, clothing, school fees, and prayers. You can make a difference in the lives of countless widows through support and prayer. For information, visit our website. Do you want a job where the main goal is to lose your job? Bethany Christian Services does. In Port-au-Prince, Haiti, they're working to get families out of the tent cities established after the earthquake 4 years ago. They're calling it Operation Exodus. The ultimate goal is to see families in home supporting themselves. Bethany's work in all areas is meant to exemplify Christ's love. Read the post from a Bethany staff member on our website to learn how to help. And when we're praying for a ministry, we should remember to pray for those leading it. Mission India's children's Bible clubs are in full swing all over India. Lindsay Ackerman of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says that there are many challenges involved with leading these Bible clubs. How do the leaders overcome them?
Our club leaders are very encouraged to know that we're praying for them, and they very much depend on scripture and personal prayer to keep their focus on what they're doing, which is really serving the Lord and making the name of Jesus known.
With faithful leadership, the Bible clubs reach children in India and their families with the gospel. Ackerman says,
we really hope and pray that the Lord will transform India in our generation, that we'll be able to see the name of Jesus known in every community and across India, and our Bible clubs are a huge part of doing that.
Pray for the passion, encouragement, and strength of these leaders as they guide India's next generation to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the 30 days link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.